morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm your host, Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is award-winning triple threat talent Amara Faye Wright, who will be performing in Brownville as a part of the Brownville Concert Series on August 18th, 19th, and 20th. She'll be performing with Mark Hummel, doing show tunes from several Broadway musicals. Amara, we talked to you last year, so I really don't want to rehash a bunch of questions that I asked you last time. For listeners out there, if you want to hear last year's interview with Amara before her first time performing in Brownville, you can go to kxcva.org and search Morning Conversation and Amara Faye Wright. That being said, before we started talking, I learned an interesting thing about you. You know, not only was your first time in Brownville last year, but, you know, your second time in Brownville has kind of happened before next weekend. So go ahead and reacquaint our listeners. Remind us how you managed to make your way back to Brownville, I guess, in more ways than one.
So I came to Brownville last year to do the Brownville Concert Series and fell in love with the town of Brownville. And went back home, discussed it with my husband, and within a few months we had sold our home on the East Coast and moved here. So, I mean, it wasn't as drastic as it seems. We'd been looking for a place to move to because we'd had enough of the East Coast. And I'd been playing in Chicago on Broadway for the last 22 years. And I've been wanting to leave the show, leave New York, and start a new life. You know, I'm a painter as well. So Brownville seemed like the perfect place for me. So here we are.
You know, you kind of touched upon a lot of things I want to ask you about, but I kind of want to state that I recently went to San Diego Comic-Con, and one of the panels I attended had a panelist who was originally from New York City, and he now lives in L.A. And one of the things that kind of stuck out to me is that he said New York City is a city that is constantly going through different phases. So the New York City that he grew up with is no longer that New York City, and that's why he eventually decided to leave New York City and move to Los Angeles. Would you say, you know, that kind of sentimentality is true for you?
Yes, I think that's spot on. I really do. I have friends who were born in New York and raised there and lived their whole lives there, and they barely recognize it now. And other people who arrive in New York and just think they've landed in heaven, you know, right now. So, and I agree, New York has its phases, and as we do in our lives, and, you know, having lived in New York all that time, it was my turn to leave. But also, when the pandemic happened, so many changes occurred for people in theater. Some people remained and carried on. Others decided, I'm done. but even before the pandemic, I think I was starting to feel like I want to try something else now. And because it wasn't ever my ultimate dream in life to be a Broadway performer, that I was lucky enough for it to happen along the way. So it's not something I feel the need to carry on with now at this point in my life.
So what are some of the things that you've fallen in love with in Brownville and the Midwest?
So I was an exchange student way back in 1978, 1979, and in Kansas City. And so the area isn't totally foreign to me. And when I came to do the concert series last year, I don't know, there's just something very interesting and strange about Brownville. It's like a Brigadoon, you know. when you drive in here, something happens. It doesn't happen to everybody, but I certainly felt that it felt like home immediately. I got very excited, and I said to my music director when we were here, I said, don't you feel like there's something wonderful about this town? I'm not sure if he felt the same way. I mean, well, actually he did, because he said to me, it's a wonderful town. It's really beautiful. It's got lovely people in it, but it's here in the Midwest. So, and he's a diehard New Yorker, you know. So, but for me, I felt the draw and the pull, and I love the people here, and I feel very much at home already. I've only been here 6 months.
I guess you could say I'm a bigger guy, so I feel like I naturally have to ask, how's the food been so far? I know New York City's kind of this cornucopia of different cultures and flavors, and in the Midwest, we're kind of heavy on beef.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, the meat is much cheaper, but and it's more delicious, so that's good. My husband's a big meat eater. But for me, I'm able to grow my own vegetables, which I could never do before. So I've got a massive vegetable garden, and I'm reaping from that and making all the Italian dishes that I love. So it's good for both of us.
So what's changed about your creative process? I know last time we talked about how you enjoy painting, writing, and singing, and we also talked about the creative process behind that. But, you know, how has that process changed going from New York City, big lights, to, you know, small town USA, Brownville, Nebraska?
Okay, yeah, that's an interesting question, because I find that, I mean, one of my main aims was to have the time and the space to be able to paint, because that is the trajectory I'm on now. I want to be a painter. And so I'm in my studio right now. It's a beautiful space on the main road, and I'm working like crazy to build up my inventory so that I can have at least 20 pieces ready to start approaching galleries. So that's my goal. It's not as if I've come here to retire. I don't think that'll ever happen. And to be honest, as far as theatre is concerned, I haven't closed that door. I've just trying this door for a while and see how it goes. But the more I paint, the happier I become doing just this, because painting, opposed to being on stage or in theater anyway, you're your own creator, director, producer. And I like that kind of autonomy in the process. But having said that, I'm not going to say goodbye to theater. If something comes up for me, I'll certainly look into it. And now, of course, I'm stepping in for someone who can't be here for the series.
You'll be performing with Mark Hummel and, you know, presenting some show tunes as well as several pieces from very famous Broadway musicals. And so I'm curious, from your perspective, having performed in New York City and Chicago, bigger cities, bigger crowds, different areas, is there a different taste for what people want in terms of musicals in different, you know, not necessarily different parts of the country, but in Brownville?
Well, I'm not really sure. I guess I'll find out when for this show. But you know, I was looking at my repertoire for the show that I'm going through, and I realized that you know, I'm only going to sing the songs that I feel suit me, which are generally the character roles from shows, and I'm always drawn to Candor and Ebb musicals. So there's going to be songs, obviously, from Cabaret and from Chicago and so on, and we'll touch on a lot of other things that people that are rather well known songs. I'm going to stick to that. But also the show tunes that mean something to me, that I can feel a connection to. I think that's, so we'll see. We'll see how people take to it. You know, for the most part, the series is centered around the Great American Songbook and jazz standards and so on. But a lot of show tunes have become jazz standards. So there's that. But it'll be interesting for me to see how people responded. The wonderful thing now is that I know so many people in the town. And so, you know, normally you would come here and people don't know who you are. And there would be this kind of, you know, pretense of maybe I can show them a certain side of me and that'll be it. But people have seen me walking up and down the street here in flops and shorts and a backpack. So all pretense is gone, and I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, so what can people expect at your show next weekend?
So anyone coming to see my show can expect to have a jolly good time. It's going to be a lot of great songs from musicals, Of course, my music director, Mark Hummel, who is just fabulous in this genre. And I think just come on, have some fun, and listen to some great music.
All right. Once again, that was award-winning triple threat Amra Faye Wright. She'll be performing show tunes and other Broadway musical pieces in Brownville, Nebraska, as a part of the Brownville Concert Series, Friday through Sunday, August 18th, 19th, and 20th. Tickets are still available at BrownvilleConcertSeries.com. If you want to hear more about Amra, you can go to KXCV.org and listen to last year's interview with her. I'm Jeremy Werner. And this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV, KRNW.